The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
I would like to tonight, present to you a conceptual ground, first of all, about this whole idea of virtues of human beings, fadail insani, and then relate that to the personality of Bibi Fatima Zahra. Just to, first of all, lay down the conceptual ground of my discussion, I would like to go to the ayat from Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, ayat 35. Remember, Surah Ahzab, ayat 33 is ayat tathir. Just an ayat after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fada'il, the virtues of human beings, and divided these 10 qualities in five layers. And then you come to the third layer, where you had three qualities. As-sadiqeen was-sadiqat, as-sabireen, as-sabirat, al-khashi'een, wal-khashi'at. These three qualities basically form the core, virtues or qualities of akhlaq. A true character of a human being is based on these three things. Number one is sidq, truthfulness. That is the core of, moral value. And then sabr, patience. Because if you are sadiq and truthful, you will face challenges and difficulties, and you need to exercise patience. And with that comes the issue of al-khashi'in wal-khashi'at, those who are humble in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the fellow human being. Remember, what is the first sin according to the history of humanity in the Quran? Not by a human being, but by shaitan. That was the first sin in our history. And what was the reason for that? It was arrogance. It was takabbur. And so here, sidq, sabr, and then khushu, humility in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way we interact with one another. This will become the third layer, and that is the core of the akhlaq from the Islamic point of view. When you talk about sidq and truthfulness, this I call to be the core value of akhlaq. Look at the mission of the Prophet. He started talking about Islam when he became 40 years old. One of the reasons given for that delay is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the Quraysh, the people of Mecca, to know the character of Rasulullah. And long before even he started talking about Islam, the Quraysh of Mecca used to call the Prophet as As-Sadiq Al-Amin, the truthful person and a trustworthy person. And so sidq is fundamental, value as far as Islamic akhlaq is concerned. And when it comes to Fatima Zahra, I'm just, simplifying things and going fast through it, that one of the famous titles of Fatima is As-Siddiqa. See, there is Sadiq, and then there is Siddiq. Sadiq means somebody who is Sadiq al-Qawl, who is truthful in his speech. Siddiq is somebody who is truthful in his speech as well as in his character. Overall truthfulness and, Siddiq is there. And this is the title given to Fatima Zahra, one of her titles. And interestingly, and there's a lot to say about it, but I'll just confine myself to this narration from Hakim Nishapuri a Sunni muhaddis, where he quotes Aisha about it, that whenever Fatima was mentioned in her presence, she used to say, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا كَانَ أَصْدَقُ لَحْجَةٍ مِنْهَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُولُ الَّذِي وَلَدَهَا. He says, she says that I have not seen anyone more truthful in speech than Fatima, except for her own father. And it's interesting, when you put the statement from her and the denial of Fadak by her father, and she is supporting him, you know, it can go very far away. But well, that's for other time, inshallah. Not only that, even in the event of Mubahala, this is towards the end of the life of the Prophet. He is in Medina. He has a long, you know, extended family there, relatives, large number of companions and their families. Yet he only takes four individuals with him, Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein, in this Mubahala with the Christians of Najran. Why did he do that? The Prophet says, I will raise my hand and I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down his la'nat on the group which is liars among the two of us. So here the competition was against the liars. And Rasulullah says, those who are with me, the four, when I do this dua against them, you say Ameen. Rasulullah didn't want to take any risk. He couldn't find anyone but these four individuals who were inside out, sadiq and truthful. There was no shadow of lying in their character at all. And this is one example of the sidq of Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah alayha. Second quality as far as the, you know, core akhlaqi values is sabr, patience. Fatima al-Zahra's life is full of those examples. You know, whether you look at the life in Mecca or in Medina, in different situations of life, whether it's financial stress we are talking about, physical distress, and the challenges she most faced during the last months of her life after the wafat of Rasulullah. And that was the emphasis the Rasul had for Ali and Fatima in his last statement to them, that you will face many, many challenges. I would like you both to maintain sabr in those situations. So sabr is there, part of her example. And khushu, when we talk about humility, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as with one another. And the best example of the khushu of Fatima al-Zahra is that she is the lady of the house. And she has a maid by the name of Fidwa. Look at her interaction with her. You don't have any example even now in the 21st century of somebody treating, you know, their own servant or employee in this way. Fatima told Fidwa that we will share the work. One day you will work, next day you will rest, and I will work in place of you. And this is where you talk about the issue of khushu, humility, and that is where you will see Fidwa becomes a strong supporter of Fatima and children of Fatima till the end of her life.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.